Is it true that opposites attract? Meet Jade Gulliver and David Lim.
Hi, I'm Jade. Why can't every night be a quiet night in? I'm socially awkward and I hide behind sarcasm. I can't dance and I have no rhythm. I secretly want to be an extra on Neighbours.
I suppose I'm a bit dramatic. Very much a social butterfly. A total pop music junkie. My ideal Saturday night would be to hit the clubs and dance like a hoe.
Can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
You know, Jade, you did mention at the start of the show that you were a bit of a, I don't know, a baby sort of star. Tell me exactly what did you do? Like, you did, like, photo shoots or, like, you posed as a little baby and you smiled?
You get up, you parade, you smile.
How old were you?
I was, like, 2 or 3.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
So this is very interesting for me because when, as much, you know, as I love the camera now at this age, and I do dress up and I do love the camera and I have certain poses because I think I'm like old Blue Steel and old Zoolander, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I was a child, I was never given that opportunity. You know, my mum used to take lots of baby pictures of myself and I was a massive little sumo kid. I know, check out my petite frame now, and you would never thought that I was a sumo kid, but I was massive. Like, my roles had roles. But when you're a baby, that's cute.
I think that, in a way, it's probably good that you don't go through that phase where you're all posing early on in life, because I know that by the time I got to kinder, so I was about 5, I hated photos and wouldn't even smile. Like, it's just...
So do you think that's what contributed to you being all, cameras, even though there's so many cameras in this room tonight now, you know, filming and taking pictures of
I'm
this?
Trying to ignore it. I'm like, see, I can see it out of the corner of my eye, but it's like it doesn't exist.
But I think you're trained now because from a young age you were exposed to that. But you know what? Like I said, I was never the show kid when I was growing up. And as a result, tonight's Shoe Swap, I will give you tips on how you can make your kid a star, just like Jade's mum. Kudos. Point number one. Cover your ground with the basics. So you've got a child now and you want the child to be like the next Olsen twin or something awesome like that. This is what you have to do. A great place to start will be print work. So we're talking gaining your exposure with, you know, modeling clothes for like department stores or appearing in products for ads, local newspapers, anything like that. Haul your kid out, please. You know, do as many ads as possible to cover your ground. At this point in the child's career, Jade, an agent is not required. But you know what? This will give you ground to sort of go up to PRs and other agents and go, hey, look, my kid has posed in little Crocs ad or whatever it is. You know, my kid has been in Toys R Us or whatever ads. You know what I mean? So This is a very good sort of beginning. I'm not sure if this was where your mum was heading with you, but posing for, you know, publicity shots, anything like that?
I don't think she ever did that. I see, it's all a bit of a blur to me. It's just like this faded memory of things. And I've only got like a couple of memories of actually being involved in that kind of thing. Like,
I don't think you really had a choice though.
No, I didn't.
But you know what? It's quite freaky because when I was doing the Shoe Swap throughout the week, I was researching child stars and you know, you're so young and you just think, do you really have a choice as a kid? You know, I think it's very much the parents pushing them. And from such a young age, how does a parent actually decide, hey, my kid's got potential and they're going to be the next Celine Dion or they're going to be the next Hilary Duff? How can you decide from such a young age? So, I don't know. I think a lot of it's very much nurture, not so much nature.
Yeah, I think my mom had definitely come from working full time and then she went, you know, she had me and then that was all she had. So, I think a lot of it is almost like they're trying to find something for themselves to do as well. Like, that's what it felt like to me. But
Speaking of, you know, making your kid a star and you know what parents do, a lot of them do have to go through a certain procedure when you're trying to find work for your little kids. That includes making a resume, getting a nice sort of headshot portfolio, like a modeling portfolio. It scares me to think of little kids posing in front of cameras when I was denied that. You know, and obviously getting them a work permit, because if you're under the age of 18, you technically need a work permit. You know, you can't just have a toddler working a few hours a day. It's slave labor. So you technically need to apply for a work permit for your kids.
Hmm.
Now, this is quite disturbing for me because, like I said, when I was researching this, I don't know anything about child stars and how they're formed and whatnot, but from a website that supposedly specializes in making your kids stars, this is a direct quote at your best shot at fame. Point number one, live in LA. Hello, Brittany. Hello. Point number two, have a child with a good, strong voice and good cold reading ability. Point number three, good attitude and personality, full stop. Looks help too, full stop.
That's all you need?
Yeah, apparently to succeed when you're a kid.
That sounds really easy.
Oh no, point number four, acting and voice coaching lessons.
Mm.
Point number five, some experience in theatre, modelling, print work or commercials. Honey, I'm 21. I ain't got none of that. So I don't know when you're meant to be starting these things when you're a child kid. So, I just think as a young child, I mean, do you think it's sort of taking their childhood away to push them to do that kind of stuff? I think it's debatable, to be honest.
I think, yeah, it's interesting when you get kids who are saying, oh, yeah, I want to do it. I want to do it. Do they want to do it?
Yeah, but then who are you to say they can't do it?
Yeah, exactly.
Who are you to question that? So
I'm not going to get involved in anyone else's business.
Oh, Jay, that is such a fence-sitter kind of thing to say. All right, fine. If you're going to be like that, I'll carry the debate on my own.
Okay.
Or maybe I won't. I'll leave it to our listeners.
Yeah.
Perhaps you have an opinion about child stars and, you know, our little young actors and whatnot. So we should open this up as an SMS question.
I think parents definitely shouldn't be the managers.
Parents shouldn't be the managers, but a lot of the time the parents are because they do believe they know what's best for the kid.
Yeah. Well, I just think it turns into a mess.
Well, it didn't turn Beyonce into a mess. Or Michael Jackson. Sorry, I take that back. Britney was a child star. And sorry, I take that back too.
Yes. Yeah,
okay, I have no grounds to stand on.
The statistics are in my half.
Well, send us your thoughts, 0427JOY949. What do you think of child stars? Would you, if you could turn back time, would you like to be a child star yourself?
Exactly. Coming up, I am going to shoe swap and learn how to draw fashion.
I know. Watch out, Milan. Rather
sleep than eat. You can listen to Different Strokes live on Joy 94.9, Wednesday nights, 11 to 1. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/Different Strokes Radio.